Coast Radio News for Monday, February 10th, 2020. I'm George Henry. This Wednesday evening, the Siuslaw School Board will meet for its monthly meeting. On the agenda will be the second reading of policies for adoption, including topics such as compulsory attendance, standards of conduct for board members, and reporting suspected abuse of a child, and the reporting of suspected sexual conduct with students. The board also expects to appoint budget committee members to vacant posts. There are currently three open positions, and the board is accepting applications through tomorrow evening. School board meetings are held at 2111 Oak Street at 6:30 p.m. 39 businesses and nonprofits will take part in the 5th annual Three Rivers Casino Resort Job Fair. The March 5th event is expected to grow even more with over 40 businesses with full-time, part-time, and summer job opportunities for adults and youth in the Florence area. Attendance for the event is free and will be held at Three Rivers Event Center. Businesses that would like to take part in the event still have time to register by contacting Pam Hickson at Three Rivers Casino Resort. Booth space is also free. This Wednesday evening will be the annual Siuslaw Awards celebrating businesses and individuals throughout the Florence community. The Florence First Citizen and Future First Citizen will also be announced. The gala will be at the Florence Event Center from 5:30 until 8 p.m. Tickets for the event close today. They are $35. If you don't have plans for Valentine's Day, there is a country music hoedown scheduled for the day after. Amy Clawson, Jesse Lee, and Dan Harmon will be performing at the Florence Event Center. And it won't just be music. There will be dancing and food and beverages available for purchase. Reported flu and flu-like cases have leveled off for the state, according to the Oregon Health Authority. Test levels are at about 3% for emergency room visits of all flu-like cases reported, down from a 6% reporting 3 weeks ago. Largest amount of reportings are still in the Portland metro area, with central and coastal Oregon having fewer cases, but more of the cases testing positive. 29% of cases in central Oregon have tested positive, but only 501 tests for flu-like symptoms have occurred. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, February 10th, 2020.